Now hang on to your hat, because we have the infamous Steve Pender of Family Legacy Video in studio.
Well, infamous.
For his weekly visit.
Oh, Steve, good morning, Dan. How are you this morning?
Just fine. I know you always have some really great information about what we can do to preserve those things in our lives and other relatives and so forth, past lives.
Well, I wanted to remind everybody that May is Personal History Month.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't have that on my list.
Oh, well, it's time to note that on the calendar every year.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I think it's especially important during this month to consider, if you haven't already, ways that you can capture your personal history or your family history on video. And let me tell you why. I had a kind of a personal experience that really brought this point home just over this past weekend. Now, we talked last week a little bit about workshops and how do-it-yourself video workshops. Well, a workshop that I'm currently running that's got one more session to go. There's a husband and wife who are taking the workshop. Well, last March, they got so excited after taking the first class that they flew to Boston and they interviewed their 105-year-old aunt.
Oh, yeah.
She was still around after 105 years.
Right. My goodness.
And they got all her remembrances on video. Their aunt loved the experience. She loved being the center of attention. And just this past Saturday, they let me know that she had passed on.
Oh.
Now, when you think 105 years, and then they got to her 2 months before it would be impossible for her to tell her stories, that's cutting it pretty close.
Incredible timing,
And while it is sad that she's gone, they are so, so thankful that they've captured this woman's memories on video.
Yeah, some great times she has to have left.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And they'll eventually be able to produce something. Well, I know this is radio, so the folks can't see, but
we'll
I wanted to hand
it up
this
to the
you.
Microphone.
Yeah.
And
they'll be able to produce something like this. This is a DVD. It's a video on DVD that I produced recently for a client, and you can see what a professional-looking package.
It has a title of the family name and the people involved, I guess, in a nice picture of some vintage, I might add.
Right.
And we've got has somebody in a U.S. It looks like engineer's uniform.
Yep, that was their wedding picture just just at the eve of World War II and red chapters and things like that. So you can really create quite a professional package if you want to on your own, or you can hire Family Legacy Video to do it for you.
That way you might get it done right.
That's right. I'm a video producer, script writer, director. I've been in the business 26 years, and I know how to tell a story visually.
Just a beginner.
And but you've got to start somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And it's my passion and my mission to help families capture their personal histories and their family histories on video to enjoy now and to pass along to future generations. You know, we're guys, right? So we've gotten lost, and we don't like to ask for directions, and we've gotten lost occasionally on the road. And you know how you feel when you're lost, a little bit helpless?
Yes, and I get nagged by my wife. She says, oh, you passed it again.
Right. Well, what if you felt, think about your grandchildren or your kids. What if they felt this way about their family history, kind of lost, not knowing where they came from, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what you can help solve by creating these video remembrances. And I'd urge you to visit the Family Legacy Video website.
That's good idea.
FamilyLegacyVideo.com. We've got lots of great information there. Some free things like a monthly newsletter that you can sign up for. And we've got video samples that you can watch, so you can get an idea of what we can do for you or what you can do. And we have some products and services. We have the Family Legacy Video Producer's Guide, which is actually a how-to guide. So if you've decided that you'd like to go ahead and do this project yourself, we give you the instructions to do it.
A nice way to get kind of a personal and private time capsule.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, we've got more and more people getting interested in capturing their family memories and their personal histories on video. I belong to a group called the Association of Personal Historians, and a large part of the group now, I think about a third of it and growing, are people who deal with creating videos. And, we're getting lots and lots more inquiries from people who are finding out that this technology is now affordable and available to them, and that they can create documentaries about their lives that are pretty much like you'd see on the Biography Channel or A&E or any of those major quality documentaries. Very, very valuable stuff.
Well, it's one of those things that, we don't tend to think about until sometimes it's too late. So you're here to try and
give you a little bit of a kick get you moving in that direction.
Yeah, sure. Well, it needs to be done, and so much of everybody's got a history of their family and all, and some of it very good, sometimes maybe not so good, but you can steer them around
those things so we can have
the best possible memories of what we've had in our past families.
But at any rate, I'm in Tucson, Dan, hop, skip, and a jump away from Green Valley.
Right down the road.
Yep, just down the road a piece.
The road.
However you want to look at it.
Yeah.
And my phone number is 743-4090.
Yeah.
I do have a toll-free number for out-of-staters, and that's 888-662-1294.
Mm-hmm. And website?
And the website, again, is www.familylegacyvideo.com.
I think that covers it, and I hope people are going to take advantage of it, because you don't want to wait until it's too late.
No, don't wait. Give me a call.
Okay. Thank you very much, Steve Pender. Steve will be with us again next week, and I'll bet you we have some more good information about what we can do with our past and our memories.